If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Champion Chicago Blackhawks have had a couple of days to reflect and then forget about the last game they played on this year's Circus Road Trip. And they'll finish with three tilts in the Golden State, starting with a team that just finished its best six-game road trip in franchise history, the San Jose Sharks, who perplexingly are not good on home ice this season.
Go figure.
The 19s face off at center ice. Taves against Thornton, the drop of the puck. This one's underway, and the Hawks control. Joint score to the right half board. But a pass to the slot, picked off by Panarin. Quick pass on the right wing to Kane at center ice. Crossing the Shark line, stops at the right point. Gave it to Seabrook. Hammers a shot. He scores! Brett Seabrook with a blast from out near the left point. Beats Martin Jones cleanly, and the Hawks take a 1-0 lead on the Sharks and give Patrick Kane an assist. That's 17 straight games with a point for Patrick Kane. 1-0 Hawks. Here's Pavelski, right circle, put it over, and Burns hammers one from the left circle. They score. The Sharks' first power play goal of the year ties the score at one. Linus Zubras dumps it in behind the Hawk net. Crawford tied up there by Tierney, but moves the puck around at the left side. Garber with a handoff to Taves on a 2-on-1 break receiver. In over the Shark line, left circle, shoots, he scores! Jonathan Taves picked up the top right corner of the Shark net and snapped it past Martin Jones. The Hawks get the lead right back at 2-1. Kane hits Panarin on the fly over the Shark line to the right circle. Fires a shot that misses. Now Keith fires on the left boards. He scores! Duncan Keith! Let it rip from the left wing boards. This shot surprised Martin Jones. And the Blackhawks lead 3-1. And with that goal, Duncan Keith has now moved into fourth place all time in Chicago Blackhawk history among defensemen. One goal ahead of Hall of Famer Pierre Palat. 3-1 Hawks. Marlowe cuts into the high slot, then to the left circle. Shoots, he scores!
Boy, that's an interference pick call. Right off the faceoff. Look at the play. It's a drop pass by Burns, and he picks Andrew Shaw. The basketball pick play opens up Patrick Marlowe. We were just talking about him. Marlowe throws it right off the top crossbar and in behind Corey Crawford. This should have been interference.
Along the left wing boards, Mashinter put it out to the line. Jalmerson fires. They score! In front of the Shark net, Andrew Desjardins, the former Shark. I believe he tipped that puck in behind Martin Jones. Yes, he did. Andrew Desjardins with his first goal of the year comes against his old team, and he gets the goal right back for the Hawks, who lead 4-2. Sharks playing with six attackers in an empty net. Shaw to a loose puck in front of the benches. Shoots, he scores into an empty net, and that should put this one away. With 42 seconds left in the third period, the Hawks lead the Sharks 5-2, and the SAP Center begins to empty. 3 seconds, 2-1, as Daly spins the puck behind the net. That's the end of the hockey game, and the Hawks win here in San Jose. The only people standing and cheering right now are Chicago Blackhawk fans. There's about 1,000 of them inside the building, and they enjoyed the final score here, which was 5-2 in favor of the Hawks.